Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Brachas Daf Pei Zayin in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Chi, in the middle of Halacha Aleph, in the middle year of the Agadatis. And we're starting the two dots towards the end of the first third of the Amud. Sidmor Rav Yudah B'Shem Rav Yitzchok Omar Bo Arba Shitin. He said four drushes. Basav Adom Yeshloi Pitrin. Person of Adom has someone who's taking care of him, someone he can rely on. Omu Loi Nitfas Bein Beisro. They tell this pitcher and they tell this person he relies on, you should know that your Ben Bais, the person that relies on you, he was caught by the king. He says, I'll still take care of him. He's going to be judged. I'll still take care of him. He says, but now he's going to the gallows. He's being hanged. Too late. Now the pitcher cannot take care of him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and saved Moshe from the sword of Paroi when he's about to die. Hado dechtiva etzileini mecher Paroi. Says the Moshe Rabbeinu ketiva yivyach Moshe pei Paroi. Says the Moshe Rabbeinu ran for Paroi. Ve'efshel abosu adam livroach min hamalchus. Can a person run away from the king? From the kingdom? He was caught. How did he run away? Ela b'shosh tovas Paroi is Moshe chivu latiz es roishot. When Paro called Moshe Rabbeinu, he judged him to die by the sword. But the sword got hit in the neck of Moshe Rabbeinu and it was unable to kill Moshe. And the sword itself broke. That the neck of Moshe was strong like a stone. Rabbi Omar of Yosor v'loyoidil shenita zacher ma'atzava shel Moshe. Not only that, but the sword flipped from the neck of Moshe al tzavoroi shel kusantiroi, and he hit the neck of the person who was killing him. V'arvaktoi, and he killed him. Hado dichtiv etzlei mecher paroi li hitzil v'kusnatar ne'erag. He saved me, but the other one died. Rabbi Rachel goro alov koifer letzadik rosho. Will replace the tzaddik by the Rasha. I mean, the Rasha got what the tzaddik was supposed to get. Ravon Korah loved tzaddik mitzor nechlas. The tzaddik was saved from a tzara. They avoid Rasha tachtov. The Rasha comes instead of it. Tani b'akabro malach yorad v'nidmelim kedus Moshe. So another way it happened was that a malach came and it looked like a Moshe. V'tovsu samalach u'borach Moshe. They caught the malach and Moshe was able to run away. Omer b'shul b'levi b'shosh shaborach Moshe b'yiparoi. Moshe ran away. The people that are the household of Paroi, some of them became mute, some of them became deaf, some of them became blind. Where's Moshe? And they couldn't talk. Told the deaf, they couldn't hear Paroi. He told the blind, they couldn't see. Shmuel tells Moshe Rabbeinu when he doesn't want to go to Paroi, afterwards, when he sends him, he says, who makes people, who gives a person a mouth, who takes a person, is the ability to speak? Tamun kamas lechadir, when you ran away from Paroi, then I was able to save you. Ve'echel leis anakoyim, I can't help you? Hado dechtiv mika Hashem lekeinu b'chol kareinu alov. That's the pasuk, though any way Shmuel can come and save us. Rav Yudim Shavitz Gomar Shita Ochei says a different drasha. Boss of Adam Yeshloi Pitrin. Person of Adam has someone who's responsible for him. Omer lo Aaron Nitpas Bein Beitzcho. They tell him you should know that your person in your household was caught. Omer Aaron Miskayim Olov. I'll take care of him. Omer lo Aaron Yoytzel Adun. He's being judged. Omer lo Aaron Miskayim Olov. I'll still take care of him. Omer lo Aaron Mushlach Lamayim. He's thrown to the water. Hey Chanu Veichan Pitrin. What can he do anymore? He's already thrown to the water. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Yoino from the fish in the water. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the fish and he threw up Yoino out of him. Rav Yudim Shav Yitzchak Omar B'Shita Ochei. Another drasha. Third drasha. HaRibos of Adom Yesh Lo Pitrei. Again, he has someone responsible for him. Omer Lo Nitpas Bein Beitzchei. Tell him some of your household was caught. Omer Lo Ma'ini Miskayim Tachtov. I will take care of him. Omer lo Yitzel Adun is being judged. Amarim is Kamalov. I will take care of him. Omer lo Yitzel Adun is thrown to the fire. Hey, Chanu Veichem Petron, then it's too late. He came and saved the tzaddikim from the fire. That's what it says in the pasuk. Onu nevuchadnezzar v'omar. Nevuchadnezzar came up and said, "Baruch elokein tishadroch meshach ve'avadnegu ve'goymer." Then Hakadosh Baruch Hu came and saved Mechanan, Mishael, ve'Azar. These are the names that are used in the pasuk in Aramaic to describe them. And Nevuchadnezzar praised Hashem. Rav Yehuda b'Shem Yitzchok Amar Boshidachu. He says another drasha. Harib also Adam Yeshlo Pitroin. Similar idea. Someone taking care of him to tell him that his person from his house was caught. So they'll still take care of him. Adrush Mushlach Lachayr. Still he's thrown to the animals. Then how can he save him anymore? Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu Yitzchok Daniel Miguv HaRayos. Kadosh Baruch Hu saves Daniel even from the lion's pit. Ado Dichtiv Elokai. Sholach Malachi v'Sagar Pum Aryavosot. It says in the pasuk, Shmuel closed up the mouth of the lions. Rav Yudah Mishmei did everything saying in his own name. Basav Adom Yishlo Pitrin. Again, similar to Rosho. Basav Adom has someone taking care of him. Im Basto Yitzora Eino Niches Lotzo Pitrin. If suddenly the person needs help from his pitrin, he doesn't just jump into his house and screams for help. El Abav Oyim Edal Pisa stands on his door, Shlo Pitrin, of the person who is his savior. The koyu le'avdol ben beis, he calls a slave, he calls his son. Then he sends a messenger into the house. It says, the messenger tells him, this person is waiting for you in your courtyard. Maybe he's going to be accepted, maybe not. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. Odom, if a person is in a tzorah, he doesn't scream to the malachim. You scream to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will save you. Prison calls for Hashem, he will be saved. There was a story in Rav Dav Ail Michamoso de Tveria. He was going in the way, and the Romans caught him. From where are you? I'm from this king who's called the Sufainus, and they let him go. Perhaps also even they came to the king. Why are you keeping these Jews? They found out that Rav was lying. That he says he's from the king. Why is that so? We found this Jew. We know he was a Jew. Where are you from? I belong to the king. And we let him go. So you see here, he's lying that he's from the king. Says the Gemara that Pizanu base. What did you do for it to him? You lay panini say. We let him go. You did right. Meaning, because he wanted to say, how did he save himself? He says, I belong to the king. Anybody who is toiling himself on the king, you know, he deserves to be saved. That means he respects the king so much, he wants to be part of the king. Someone who wants to be toiling himself on a human being is going to be saved. Anybody who calls the name of Hashem will be saved. This person, this executor, whose name is Alexandros, came and he judged this thief. He told the thief, what's your name? Omar Alexandros, that's my name. Omalei Alexandros Pono Alexandro. Meaning, because we have the same name, I'll let you go. Because I like the fact that we have the same name. Someone has the same name of a human being is saved. A person who has the name of Hashem, of course, will be saved. Anybody who calls the name of Hashem, so here the drush is anybody who's called in the name of Hashem. Like as if saying, that's the name that he has, he will be saved. Rabbi Chazon bar Tarte said two things. The name of two different Amoroim. Rabbi Chazon b'shem Zehiro Omar. Pastor Adam Yesh Lepitrin. Again, similar to what I said before, the human being has someone who's responsible for him. If you bother him too much, after a while, the patron gets too much of a headache and says, this guy is bothering me too much. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Eino, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is different. El kol ma shedamatriach olav, as much as you bother him, umikabloch, he's always going to accept you. Hado dichtiv ashlecha Hashem yehovcha, v'hu yichal kalecho. You can put everything on Hashem and he will support you. The other drasha said, Again, you have a human being, they have someone responsible for him. Came thieves, came enemies, and they were able to catch him literally in front of the doorstep of his savior. Until he's able to scream and call his savior, they could take a sword and cut off his head. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Yehoshaphat when the sword of Aram was literally on his neck. It says in the Pasuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Yehoshaphat screamed, Shbohu saved him. Shbohu took away the sword from him. The only thing was missing for them to cut his head. Shbohu took away the sword from him, Shbohu saved him in the last second. Ashrei shekel Yaakov be'ezroi. It says in the pasuk that Ashrei, that Kadosh Baruch Hu saves him. Machti batrei oise shamayim v'aretz. Kadosh Baruch Hu creates shamayim v'aretz. V'chimayin yan zel zeh. What's the shaychus? Elamech bosav adom yesh lo pitron choy ba'afrach achas. Ve'ein yesh lo ba'afrach achas. You have a king, and he's a ruler. He's a ruler of one county. Doesn't rule the other county. Afil teimar kuz muklator. Even when I say he's a big king, Shol Bayabasha, he controls the land. Shama Shol Bayam, does he control the sea? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shol Bayam v'Shol Bayabasha, he controls sea and the land. Umatzel Bayam min ha'mayim, he saves in the sea from the water. Bayabasha min ha'esh, and in the land from the fire. Hu Sheitzel Moshe Mecher HaParo, as we mentioned before. He says Yoyinu Me'adago, Yoyinu from the fish. Chalai Mishol Azar Mikiv Shen Ha'esh, they were saved from the fire. LeDaniel Mibor Arias, he saves Daniel from the lion's den. Hador Dichtiv, he says Shemayim V'Oretz, it's Yom called Shabbat. Kadosh Baruch Hu is controlling everything in the entire world. Omar Tarachu Ma'isa B'Sfina Achat Shal Goyim Sheta Pereses B'Yam HaGadol. There was this big boat of the Goyim that was traveling in the Yam HaGadol, meaning in the Mediterranean. Fayab Tinok Echod Yehudi. There was a young Jewish boy. There was a huge storm, and each one of the goyim is taking one of his avodah zarah, and he's praying to his avodah zarah. Kivan shehu shelo yilu klum, you see, nothing helps. Amu lo yisu yehudi bni, kum ko el elokecho. They tell the Jew, you call Hashem. Sheshamanu shuayin eschem kshatem tzorekim olav hu gibor. We heard that he answers you when you scream to him, and he's very strong. He got up and screamed with all his heart. Accepted the davening. And the sea quieted down. They left the boat and each one went to buy his food. Don't you want to buy anything for yourself? What do you want from this very low life who has no money? You're the one who's a disgraced person. Inun echsan aluva. The other ones are aluvim. Inun hachov etavoso in bibavil. They're here and they have avodah zarah in Bavil. Inun hachov etavoso in biroimi. Or some of them are here and they're avodah zarah in Rome. Inun hachov etavoso mimoyin. Some of them have them with them. Veloimi anulun klum. Nothing that they pray to these avodah zarahs helps. Avahat kolahan dat ozo. Wherever you go, elokoch imoch. Your God is with you. Wherever we call Kadosh Baruch Hu, He's there for us. Person has a relative. He's rich. So he says, he praises, he goes around saying, I have this very rich relative. But if he's poor, say he ignores him. Even when Am Yisrael in the lowest level, he calls them my brothers and friends. Kadosh Baruch Hu calls them Achai V'Rei in any condition. They said, he has a relative, meaning a person who's smart, who is important, who Han Ploni Miskar Avlon. This person is my relative. Kadosh Baruch Hu calls every person Am Yisrael, regardless how smart he is, how important he is. He's a karev, hado, dechtiv, vayorim, keren, le'amoy. And the end of the pasuk is, livnei Yisrael am kroivoy. Bnei Yisrael, the nation who is close to him. We're going back now to the Mishnah. If Avod Zara was removed in the Eretz Yisrael, so you have a bracha. Baruch Shem, Baruch Hu removed Avod Zara from this land, from our land, from Eretz Yisrael. So our Mishnah, so only Avod Zara was completely uprooted from Eretz Yisrael. But if it was only uprooted from one place, he says, Baruch Hashem, they took over the Zohar from this place only. If it was removed from one place, it went to another place. In the place where it was put, you say, Baruch Echapayim, because Baruch is Marich Af, it doesn't destroy the place, even though there is a Zohar there. When the place was removed, he says, Baruch Hashem, they took away the Zohar from this place. And the Chiddush is, even though it just moved the place, you still have a bracha on the place that was moved from. And you continue after the bracha, you wrote to Fanech Hashem, a tefillah to Hashem, the same way you removed the Zohar from here, you will take it away from everywhere. And you bring the people who worship of the Zohar to turn around and worship you. Says more of a isn't he davening for people that are worshiping Avodah Zarah, which is not the proper thing to do? Says the Gemara, Tani, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, even saying in Chutzot, where most of the people there are going, and you still daven for them as well, because really part of the davening is to come and say that everyone in the world, every human being in the world, will turn around and worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Le'osed Lovli. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Pei Zayin.